Sophia was anxious to get back to Muradan Falls, but as she was hurrying across the gorge, she stopped in her tracks.
"Orville, why is it so dark this early in the day?"
"It is dark, isn't it? Maybe the clouds..." Orville turned to look at the sky behind them and gave a low gasp. He pointed to the monstrous, pitch-black rolling storm filling the entire northern sky.
"Creakers, it's heading this way. We can't fly through that. We'll have to go back and stay with Proto until the storm blows over."
Sophia's ears perked up.
"Do you hear that? That roaring noise?"
Orville froze, his eyes focused on the ground.
"Oh no, I just realized something. The floor of the gorge is smooth because when there's a storm, it floods and washes everything away. That roaring noise is water coming down the gorge. We have to get to the Glowbird before it's destroyed. Run!"
Orville and Sophia sprinted madly to the Glowbird.
"Jump in! Hurry up!"
The roar of the water pounding through the gorge toward them was growing louder by the second. Brilliant bolts of lightning flashed in the ominous, swirling black sky. Orville flipped on the duplonium motor and pushed the left control stick forward. The Glowbird's wings unfurled and began gently flapping.
"The wind from the storm will help us take off."
Orville pushed the left stick forward. The Glowbird rolled across the sandy floor, powerful gusts of wind from the storm pushing them, helping to gain the speed they needed to take off. Sophia cried out,
20 miles an hour.
The wind was buffeting the ship and Orville could barely hold it steady.
"Grab your control stick and help me keep us going in a straight line."
"Got it. 30 miles an hour.
Orville jammed the stick forward and the duplonium engine roared, the wings now a blur. Sophia glanced behind them and let out a shriek. There was a massive 30-foot-tall wall of water screaming through the gorge only a few hundred feet behind them.
"The water is right behind us. Faster!"
Orville pushed the left stick forward as far as it would go. The ship shot ahead, the gigantic torrent of water now a scant 20 feet behind them.
40 miles an hour. Take us up. The water's going to hit us.
Orville yanked back on the right control stick and the Glowbird darted up into the sky. Sophia looked down and saw the massive wall of crashing water thunder through the gorge beneath them.